SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Pleasure of having Lembis Engelsos in the studios today. Lembis is an amateur historian and researcher and has been researching for quite a while now the missing Australian servicemen of World War I on the Western Front between 1916 and 1918. And welcome, Lembis.
Hello, Jean.
Perhaps to start off, tell us that story to put the listeners in context about the search for the missing Australian soldiers at Fromelles.
Yes, the Battle of Fromelles, the 19th of July 1916, the very first time Australian soldiers went into battle on the Western Front. 5,533 casualties, nearly 2,000 killed, over 1,300 missing from that one night's battle. And we put forward a proposition that somewhere behind the German line there would be, could be, should be, a mass burial site of the unaccounted for missing of the Battle of Fromelles. So read through all 1,333 files, and those who got into and beyond using archival photographs, we put forward the proposition that there would be a burial site behind the German line, and we set about trying to advocate for a search and investigation of the ground that we eventually determined, because we found aerial photographs of the ground behind the German line with a likely burial site.
And what year was that when you started doing this?
We started the work back in 2002 and sent away, because there was a photograph of bodies on a light rail being taken back, and these were the unaccounted for missing. I sent away for aerial photographs and found a very likely site. And so the research and advocacy started in earnest in 2002, 2003. So we did our utmost to try and convince the gatekeepers, the owners of history, that indeed the ground that we determined was a burial site. So we followed due and official process, and frustrating, as annoying as that had been, they finally went there in 2007 with an investigation of the site, and in 2008 a confirmation of the site, and in 2009 a recovery of the site. 250 Australian soldiers were recovered, and they built a brand new cemetery even closer to the village. And the 19th of July is coming up, and we hold our service there. But it has been a journey. They got viable DNA from all 250.
So everyone has been identified?
So far, 180 Australian soldiers have been identified.
Out of 250?
Out of 250, I believe that all of them are Australian. There's some talk of British there. We found, I believe we found where the British are, but the British won't look. It's not their policy to investigate, despite the fact that our research is solid. But it's been a journey with a wonderful result. Dignity and identity for the soldiers of Pheasant Wood. And this Friday, recently there were seven more identifications announced, and this Friday at our Fromelles service at the shrine, family members will be there to lay a wreath on behalf of the soldier that will have his headstone unveiled this Friday in Fromelles.
And that's around 1:30
1:30 at the shrine.
For a start,
at
yeah.
the statue, Cobber statue, down St Kilda Road, or if it's raining, we'll be upstairs in the sanctuary of the shrine.
And prior to this, in the morning, during the morning, at 10:30 a.m., there will be the showing of this documentary called The Lost Diggers of Fromelles. Can you tell us more about that?
In the theatre of the shrine, there is a documentary that's been made, and that will be shown in the theatre. And Tim Winton, my good friend, and I will introduce it and take questions at the end. But it's a story of the investigation and the recovery. And there are some wonderful profile stories of soldiers in that, because it's all about advancing a soldier's story, and in the case of the Battle of Fromelles and Pheasant Wood, the restoration and dignity for those soldiers. And so far, 180 have been identified of the 250 recovered. Wonderful.
And Lambis, you've made several trips over to the Western Front during those years, and what have been some of the highlights of those trips and meeting with all these people who were, like, I don't know, obsessed about finding the identity of those soldiers?
I've been to Fromelles 11 times now, dwindling the children's inheritance, but we have very good friends in Fromelles. They have a willing and custodial role they will care for, and the soldiers of Pheasant Wood, and our very good friend, Pierre Cellier, a champion of commemoration. He has initiated a program of headstone adoption where the children, they're called the Cobbers, adopt the headstone. They learn about their soldier. They tend the grave and they visit the grave. They make contact with the families back in Australia. But Fromelles, as I said, we do have very good friends. A succession of mayors, Francis Delatte, Hubert Huchette, and currently Jean-Gabriel Masson, and there's a new museum now right next door to the cemetery. So it is a point of visitation, but there is a collective ownership of the Pheasant Wood Military Cemetery from Fromelles. It's not blood-specific, so there is a point of visitation there. And for families right across Australia, there's been this wonderful result.
On the 18th and the 19th of July, the museum in France will be celebrating its 10th anniversary as well. Uh-huh.
They have a wonderful museum there, and staff who meet and greet and show people around. But we have the Pheasant Wood Military Cemetery, as I said, a point of visitation. And we have many friends.
Unveil seven steles of newly identified Australian soldiers on that evening of the, I think, the 19th.
At 6 p.m. on the evening of the 19th of July in Fromelles, in the Pheasant Wood Cemetery, there will be a service at which seven new headstones will be unveiled, bringing the total to 180. Identifying one was wonderful, but 180 is sensational. And the process will continue because families are providing their DNA. And hopefully there will be more. And there are more sites at Fromelles. The research and the advocacy continues. You mentioned being an amateur historian, but you left out the rat bag bit. So
what are some
amateur historian and rat bag? So we advocate for the soldiers of Pheasant Wood. Find and recover your war dead.
I might mention the book that came out by Scott Bennett recently this year. If people were interested in finding more about Fromelles.
Scott Bennett's book, The Nameless Name, so he deals with finding missing soldiers from the battles on the Western Front. There are many, many books, and they're accessible, and on YouTube, many, many links. So people are learning about the Battle of Fromelles. It's not ancient history, distant or remote. It is extremely personal and extremely tangible, and Scott's book deals with the nameless names, and we must do everything, I believe, we can to find and recover our war dead.
You occasionally go around the country to give talks, and are you still continuing to do that about Fromelles?
There have been many, many road trips of advocacy. Before the confirmation, Tim Mitford and I, we would travel around on sugar-fueled road trips, sharing the story of the Battle of Fromelles and advocating, and there have been some notable trips. But yes, I'll be off to Sydney in August, giving a talk as part of the Fromelles Forum on August the 17th at the Hyde Park Memorial. But yes, and lots of talks in schools. People want to know about the Battle of Fromelles. And all of this Fromelles momentum is down to chance, serendipity, if you will. Author, historian, founder of the Friends of the 15th Brigade and friend Robin Caulfield, he wrote the initial book. Mm-hmm. On the Battle of Fromelles, and he happened to choose Jack Bowden of the 59th Battalion to profile in that book, and it was his file, the only one in all 1,333, that mentioned a place called Pheasant Wood. None of us knew where or what a Pheasant Wood was, but there it was, his file, the only one that mentioned the possible burial site in front of Pheasant Wood. So it's chance and serendipity that has led us there. He planted many flags in that book. One of those flags, Jack Bowden, I picked up, and with help, we carried it forward. So the research and serendipity have led us to Pheasant Wood.
Lambis Engels, thank you so much for coming to SBS and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Jean.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.